Brendan Gregg, a lot of people consider that a big upset. In your mind, is that an upset? Did you think you had a chance at winning that race beforehand?
I would agree it was an upset, but I knew without a doubt that I could win the race.
Wow.
Going into it, the whole week I just kept telling myself that
in this case,
I would just have to hang on to that lead pack and then move on the downhill. And I knew then I'd have a shot. And it just worked out perfectly. Shortest race of my life.
When you guys took off on the backstretch, we kept hearing reports about Cebulski as far as the lead. What did you take over? What did you take the lead at?
I passed Cebulski right after you make the turn to come back downhill under the bridge. I took the lead, I'm not exactly sure, somewhere on that last turn, I think. I don't even remember now.
You had a guess, rough idea, how far into it, mileage-wise, into the race, distance-wise?
We probably had 600 to go, maybe.
Okay, so it was towards the end. You look pretty good coming in. A couple of the guys around you, behind you, looked a little bit spent. How good did you feel on that last mile there?
You know, I felt solid the whole race. I was never dying.
Other side of the Sierra.
Never really in great distress. The last stretch hurt probably worse than any other race. But until then, I felt pretty solid the whole way.
You mentioned before the race this week you thought about winning and thought about winning. You go out here and win. Now what's your focus from here on forward?
Well, we'll be at Clovis next week and plan will be the same again there. Same for Mount Sac, and then State Meet lead the team to the podium.
The winner of the girls'
very good.
One.
Congratulations. Great race.
Thank you very much.
City in 18.